This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
. 1988 was the year. It was April. Aloha Airlines was the airline. There was a flight that was doing the island hopping. It was leaving the Hilo Airport, I think, on the Big Island of Hawaii, and going back to Oahu. Just a typical flight. Everything had had 4 or 5 flights that day. And I'm going to read from the NTSB accident report that tells you what happens. No unusual occurrences were noted by either crew member during the departure and climb out as the airplane leveled at 24,000 feet. Both pilots heard a loud clap or whooshing sound followed by a wind noise behind them. The captain observed that the cockpit entry door was missing and that there was blue sky where the first class ceiling had been. The captain immediately took control over the airplane. He described the airplane attitude as rolling slightly left and right, and that the flight controls felt loose. Dr. Paul Purcell, the psychologist I mentioned at the beginning of the message, said one of his patients was on that flight. So Dr. Purcell said, "What did you experience? What can you tell me about the flight?" And this woman said that as soon as it happened, she said, "I started singing from the top of my lungs, hymns." No, she said, nobody could hear me because of all the air and the noise. She said, but I started singing hymns. And then she said something that I was really touched by. She said, "I never spoke to the guy at all that was sitting next to me. When I got on the plane, I sat down, I had my magazine. I didn't speak to him, didn't say a word to him." She had a window seat. She said, "I took out my left hand and I took his hand. And then I noticed that he took his left hand and reached across the aisle and he took a hand. And then all of a sudden, everyone in the plane were joining hands." And Dr. Purcell said what was going on in that flight was people were refamilifying. I'd never heard that term before or since. They were refamilifying. And Paul Purcell said this: they thought, if we're going to die, and we may die, this plane may go into the ocean, we're going to die as a family. We're going to die together. And he said it was a powerful lesson to him about family. Now there's one other lesson that come out of this. This is what's remarkable to me. The most remarkable detail of this accident report is this, the last paragraph. After the accident, a passenger stated that as she was boarding the airplane through the jet bridge at Hilo, she observed a longitudinal fuselage crack. The crack was in the upper row of rivets along the S10L lap joint, about halfway between the cabin door and the edge of the jet bridge hood. She made no mention of the observation to airline ground personnel or the flight crew. She saw this crack and never said a word. And here's the thought I want to leave you with. What would have happened if one person who noticed something would have said something? What a difference could have made. And the thought occurred to me, what would have happened in your life differently if somebody had said the right word to you? Maybe nothing, but maybe something. What difference could have you made in the life of a child if you would have just said something at the right time? What difference could have you made in the life of a brother or sister or a parent, anybody, by just saying the right word, of putting in mind the right word, not shaming them, not mortifying them, humiliating them, but warning them, just as the Holy Spirit's job is to convict and to comfort, not to humiliate and not to shame. The message today, family lessons from a spiritual parent. What are they? We're not to shame people, but we are to warn them, to convict them, help convict them of what's wrong. We're to love people, love them with a long-term love that goes out beyond today. We're loving them long-term in 10, 20, 30 years out. And we're also to live a life in such a way that you can tell people, imitate my life. I'm not perfect, but follow me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.